what to do. Now you know this is the end.
We're the Vayners
from Halifax,
and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you, Maynard. From Halifax, from the other side of the country. This is CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And welcome to Stranded, the Australian music show, actually Australian slash Canadian music show. I hope you're having a fantastic Monday morning or whatever time or day it is, wherever you are on the planet, if you're listening online. So my name's Matthew, and this is Australian music you're just about to hear. I always start with some older tunes, and this song is quite interesting. There's a story to this one. I'm going to play a song called K-San. Now, this is kind of a, if you want to bring an equivalent song, you might think of, say, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Think of a song like that, that appears to be, in one sense, a bit of a flag-waving song that people like to jump up and down about, maybe at football games or in pubs. But on another level, it's actually got quite a poignancy to its message. And this song, K-San, is similar in the Australian context. It's by a band called Cold Chisel. And this is a massively popular song that's sung, yeah, often, you know, rowdy people in pubs as a sort of a, I don't know, bonding kind of thing. But it's actually written about the K-San battle in Vietnam, where Australia actually did serve and lost many of our servicemen. And it sort of came back to me because a few people I know here in Vancouver were having a bit of a music jam the other night, and I showed up and someone said, "Oh, wow, you're Australian. Sing K-San." So I sung it for them, and it was quite moving to revisit this song, really listen to the lyrics. They're very, very moving. It's quite a dark song about veterans returning from Vietnam, not fitting in well to Australian society, floating back to Southeast Asia, and trying to get some meaning into the life and fight the post-traumatic stress. So I'm going to play this song. It's a big mainstream hit by Cold Chisel from 1978. I hope you enjoy it. Really listen to the lyrics if you can. And after that, I'm going to play another war-based song by the Mark of Cain. Very, very different sound. So here you go. This is K-San by Cold Chisel.
Let my heart to the sapphires round K-San. And I sold my soul with my cigarettes to the black market man. I've had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city. And it's only I the vets could understand. About the long forgotten dark side guarantees. How there were no V-Day heroes in 1973. And how we sat in a Sydney harbor, her son opened but I couldn't kiss her. Well, she was mine and I was home to Lucky Land. She was like so many more from that time on. The lives were all so empty until they found their chosen one. And the legs were often open, but their minds were always closed. And their hearts were held in fast suburban chains. And cop parks make me jumpy, and I never stop to think. Oh, I'm a going need for speed and no pain. So I worked across the country from end to end. Tried to find a place to settle down where my mixed up life would end. I held a job on an oil rig, flying choppers when I could. But the night nearly
I got back, couldn't recognize a face. I couldn't think for a minute. I got a gun, I got the bullets. It makes me weak not being out there. I sit around, can't think anymore. I'm not driving out there no more. I'm not driving there no more. Carefully, because what I gotta say may save a life. First thing, don't get to know your people too well. Secondly, there's three ways to die. The first is man-made. The second, nature. And the third, she's at home with your best friend. And you won't have to worry, 'cause this earth dream will get it, come to you. It'll get you in your dreams. Why does the signal mean stop? That means get down. That's an ambush, that's the enemy. You listen to me, I'll save your life. You listen to me, I might save a life. You listen to me! Out here we have two types of people. One's a leader, the other's a follower. Which one are you? Better think about it. And that girl you left behind. Forget about her! Forget about her! Alone is the only way to be!
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And Chris Horrific is here in the building, and he will be on air with Parts Unknown later today after alternative news. My name's Matthew, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks for listening. Those first two songs there were, well, the one you just heard was quite heavy there, wasn't it? The Point Man by the Mark of Cain. I played two songs at the start of the set that related to war. The first one was K-San by Cold Chisel, the classic song about K-San was a battle in Vietnam. Australian troops fought in Vietnam, and the lyrics of that song were quite incredible, very moving and poignant. And the second song was quite a contrast. K-San was written in 1978, and that Mark of Cain song there, Point Man, from the mid-90s, very punishing track there. That band consists of two engineers on bass and guitar, very, very precise, heavy music. And they have a lot of, somewhat desolate themes in their lyrics, but, you know, and very integrous music and very, very passionate. That album was produced by Henry Rollins there in the mid-90s. So thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Australian and Canadian music. We're going to be playing a bit of Calgary music later on, actually. One of my favourite cities here that I've been able to live in for a little bit of time. We've got a compilation that came in from the Megatunes shop, so I'm going to play some of that towards the end of the show. And anyone who listened last week may have recalled I played some Kiwi tracks. Matt Langley was one of the songs we featured, a new acoustic songwriter. And the Ruby Suns is a band from New Zealand that is actually going to be playing in Vancouver in April. The Ruby Suns, let's see here, they're going to be playing at the Biltmore on April 9th. So I'm going to play you a song of theirs to see what you think. This is some New Zealand music for you.
See you. Thank you. dumping me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
Ooh, the endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is CITR in Vancouver, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We just had a couple of quite atmospheric songs there. The first two were from New Zealand. If you can look forward to seeing the Ruby Suns playing here, actually. That was the first song we heard, was Sun Lake Rinsed from the brand-new album Fight Softly, a band from New Zealand that are playing at the Biltmore on April 9th. If you like that, I'll try to play them again before that date. And in the middle was actually an oldie by the Straightjacket Fits. They're from New Zealand. Shane Carter, the singer from that noisy indie band from New Zealand, is quite a hero on the alternative music scene in New Zealand. Straightjacket Fits no longer with us, but Shane is producing amazing solo work. And that song was called She Speeds from the Hail album. I definitely recommend digging into their back catalogue, the Straightjacket Fits. Very, very interesting guitar pop band. And finally was the Red Sun Band, another moody atmospheric band, a three-piece all-girl band from Sydney in Australia. And we played a track for you there, one of their latest songs that was just released on the Shira Lee, their second album. Well, which came out actually in June 2008. Exciting times. Eddie Current, Suppression Ring. The new album has landed in the studio, and Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown and I almost came to blows as to who was going to play this first. Eddie Current, Suppression Ring, awesome band. They sort of came out of nowhere. They formed in 2003 when the band members just started jamming at a Christmas party, and the singer kind of ad-libbed. And the results of that became a 7-inch single. And eventually in 2006, they put out their first like solo record that was bang. Just the critics loved it immediately. Really cool band that they got their name from the members recalling another employee at the pressing plant where they worked that he had to fix an Eddie Current suppression ring. It's a copper ring around a transformer, apparently. If you are not an electrician, which I'm not. So here we go, Eddie Current suppression ring. This is a really cool band. We'll lift the mood here a bit, I think.
Climbing the rails, I'm a stay at home.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. You just heard three songs there in pretty quick succession. The top was Eddie Current's Suppression Ring. Finally, the new album's arrived. You heard Anxiety off the album. It's called Rush to Relax. Eddie Current's Suppression Ring, definitely one of the most interesting bands, independent bands in Australia at the moment, and really fun music. And two other, I guess, fun, punchy songs there to lighten the mood, given that I started the show with some solemn songs about war. We heard Pangaea with Smile, a really quick 1.5 minute song. Pangaea is the band, the bass player from Regurgitator from Brisbane, Ben Eli. That's his side project. The song was called Smile. A bit of a rarity. You can find it on a CD single or EP, the Smile EP. And also a favourite of mine, punk band from Melbourne called The Meanies. Song there called Conan from the 10% Weird album. Again, that's another band I'd recommend digging into their back catalogue. The Meanies put out a phenomenal string of 7-inch singles, EPs, and a few albums over the years. They're from Melbourne. They got a very interesting sound. That song was probably not actually overly representative of their sound, but a nice number nonetheless. We actually got a CD that came into the station. It's a compilation from Megatunes. Megatunes is a music shop in Calgary, Alberta, and there's of course a fantastic musical heritage there. I was able to live there for a little while, a couple of years ago, and popped into Megatunes every now and then. I'm going to play for you a couple of songs off this, but first of all, when I think of Calgary, I think of Ray Spoon, and actually in my travels through Canada, I would probably say this artist has struck me the most as being absolutely remarkable. Ray Spoon is a female-to-male transgender folk indie singer-songwriter, and her music just moves me like few other musicians have. Like, for some time, I've been fortunate to see her play live, actually, in Edmonton at the Remedy Cafe, and I'll let you decide. She's been described as a new folk school, cowboy folk that's armed to the teeth with punk rock attitude. She has toured a lot through Europe and just produces incredible music. It's hard for me to decide what song to play. Let's see. Okay. Give me a little minute here. What I'm going to do, I can't decide yet, so I'm going to play this song off the Megatunes compilation that I mentioned from Calgary. Megatunes has put out this 21st anniversary CD, and I'm going to play the first track off that. It's by a band called Orange Light, and we'll play another track, and then I'll play a bit of Ray Spoon once I can decide which track to play.
Okay.
Okay, so that was finally Ray Spoon there, who I spoke about earlier and couldn't work out which track to pick because they're just so great from that album. The first two songs were also from Calgary bands. The first one, the band was called Bija Floor, B-E-I-J-A, Floor, F-L-O-R, and the song Orange Light off disc one of the Megatunes compilation. And the second track was by the Hardtails, Breezy Blue Tattoo, garagey number there on disc two, the Megatunes 21st anniversary compilation from Calgary. And then finally there was Ray Spoon, who was, you know, she's definitely the most remarkable artist I've come across, actually, in Canada in my travels, and having seen her live was just incredible. Ray Spoon's a female-to-male transgender folk indie songwriter from Calgary. And her album Superior You Are Inferior was the big 2008 release. She recorded that in Germany, and it's been her breakthrough. And I couldn't decide what track to pick for a while, and you know what, I might go out with another track from that album just to end the show, but that will be after this.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's
that? So we have Chris Horrific coming up shortly after Alternative News. The Parts Unknown program will be at 1 o'clock. Alternative Radio will be just after me. And I will leave you with some more Ray Spoon from Calgary. This is the second track off that album. It's called My Heart is a Piece of Garbage, Fight Seagulls Fight. I hope you really enjoy this song as much as I do. Signing out, my name's been Matthew, and this has been Australian and Canadian Music for another week. The show is called Stranded. And have yourself a wonderful day. This is Ray Spoon.
Everyone's lining up for a brand new pickup truck. I need a ghost ship. I need a ghost ship. A lot of them left behind the mail. I need a history.
And thus did the conservative movement keep its appointment with destiny. Free market techniques secured for it a world of free markets. Criminal techniques gave it a land in which crime was triumphant. And with their eyes fixed firmly on their 19th century utopia, its armies of privatizers, pressure boys, pack men, political entrepreneurs, and professional victims made the world safe for predation. And now, as the rest of us struggle, they tell us that the real problem with the old system was that there was ever any regulation at all, right? That's the real screw up, that government has been the problem all along.
That's Thomas Frank, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Thomas Frank on conservatism, making government fail. Ronald Reagan led the rhetorical charge against government. It was the Reagan Revolution. Remember his 1981 inaugural address when he said, "Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem." Reagan ushered in the era of free market ideology, unfettered and unregulated capitalism, tax cuts for the wealthy, supply-side economics, and trickle-down theories. The ideas of Milton Friedman and Alan Greenspan were ascendant. Their pronouncements were greeted with reverence and awe. Look around today and witness the carnage. Unemployment, debt, bankruptcies, foreclosures, and a hollowed-out manufacturing base. Historically, conservatives use government as a convenient punching bag and rail against its unbridled evils. But when it comes to corporate subsidies and bailouts for the rich and powerful, they quickly transform themselves and feed at the government trough with great appetite. The hypocrisy is quite impressive. Our guest lecturer today is Thomas Frank. He's founding editor of the Baffler magazine and is a columnist for the Wall Street Journal. He's the author of One Market Under God, What's the Matter with Kansas, and The Wrecking Crew. Thomas Frank spoke in Seattle.
So I want to start tonight by talking about the current political debate that's going on, that's in the newspapers every day, and there's, you know, all sorts of crazy accusations being thrown around. And when our friends on the right scream that President Obama is in fact a socialist, and he has these sort of these special powers of hypnosis, you know, of indoctrination when he addresses the nation's school children and that sort of thing. When they say that last year's financial crisis was actually the result of government meddling in the economy, when they do say that, what these guys are doing when they say these things is they're advancing a particular understanding of the politics of the last 30 years, which is to say an understanding of the politics of the last 30 years in which they themselves had no role and deserve none of the blame. So according to the way of looking at the world that we're seeing so much of right now, there was no conservative Gingrich or DeLay Congress. There was no conservative Bush administration allowing bankers to do as they liked. What those people